listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
We are continuing through the Beatitudes, and here we come to the fourth Beatitudes, Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, where Jesus said this, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." The Sermon on the Mount is perhaps the greatest sermon ever preached. And when Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, again, it's contained in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7, the sermon was not primarily evangelistic. More so, it confronted people with the true character of the kingdom of God and what it meant to live as a citizen of that kingdom. We can imagine Jesus preaching the themes not only once, but many times in his preaching ministry, proclaiming to disciples and to potential disciples what it really means to follow him. Jesus opened this greatest of sermons by pronouncing blessing upon some unexpected people. First, he described how the poor in spirit are blessed, then how those who mourn are blessed, and then how the meek are blessed. Now, in the progression of thought, Jesus marked out those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They have special blessing. Jesus told us that those who have poverty of spirit, those who mourn for sin, and those who are meek have a desire. They desire righteousness like a hungry man desires food and like a thirsty man desires water. It's good to remember that Jesus said this in a day and to a culture that really knew what it was like to be hungry and thirsty. Modern man, at least in the Western world, is often so distant from the basic needs of hunger and thirst that they also find it difficult to relate to the ideas of hungering and thirsting after righteousness. When Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger," he described a profound hunger that can't be satisfied by a snack. This is a longing that endures and is never completely satisfied on this side of eternity. This is a passion for God's order, for God's way. And this passion is real, just like hunger and thirst are real. This passion is natural for the man or woman of God, just like hunger and thirst are natural in a healthy person. This passion is intense, because hunger and thirst can certainly be intense. This passion can be painful, just like real hunger and thirst can cause pain. This passion for righteousness is a driving force, just like hunger and thirst can drive a person. And this passion for righteousness is a sign of health, spiritually speaking, just like hunger and thirst show that somebody's healthy. This is a person transformed for the kingdom of God and transformed by the King. They started out aware of sin, both in their poverty of spirit and in their mourning over sin and its effect. Then they meekly approach both God and man. Now things get expressed in a positive desire, a transformed nature that makes someone really want what God wants and want it so deeply that it can only be described as hunger and thirst. We might also add that this hunger for righteousness isn't a selfish hunger and thirst. This isn't a desire for partisan power or promotion, but it's a longing for God's agenda. This person isn't thirsty for the promotion of their opinions, but for God's truth. They are more hungry for the advance of God's kingdom than they are for their own personal success. Now, notice the promise to the person who hungers and thirsts after righteousness. It says here, "For they shall be filled." Jesus promised to fill this hungry one, and to fill them with as much as they could eat. This is a strange filling that both satisfies us and keeps us longing for more. Today, we see Christians who hunger for many things, for power, for authority, for success, for comfort, for happiness. But how many believers hunger and thirst for righteousness? We should be among those who do and find the blessing that Jesus promised to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness and find at least some of it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.